Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me. Want to start by saying that our thoughts and prayers continue to be with our friends and neighbors in western South Dakota as they continue recovery efforts from this past weekend's devastating snowstorm. The photos and the video of that damage and the livestock losses are nothing short of gut-wrenching, and we've been told by several longtime producers in the area that this is the worst storm that they've ever experienced. Yesterday, I sent a letter calling on House Speaker John Boehner to appoint House Farm Bill conferees so that the House and Senate passed farm bills can be conferenced and sent to the President's desk for his signature. The farm bill programs lapsed at the end of last month, and the disaster program in the farm bill lapsed a year before that. But absent a new farm bill, without action on a new farm bill, there is very little federal assistance for livestock producers who have suffered devastating losses from this snowstorm. I've also sent a letter to Secretary Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, requesting that he determine that FSA employees in the counties impacted by the snowstorm are essential and that those offices be reopened. I've also put up a website on our website, section that people can go to if they have frequently asked questions. It's designed for ranchers who may have questions about how to document livestock losses, how to dispose of carcasses, or seek other types of disaster assistance. So, and of course, we want to make sure, too, when I mentioned Secretary Vilsack, that the USDA website is up and operational and functioning during this partial shutdown, because obviously a lot of people go there for that information. The final thing I wanted to mention about that is I also want to encourage those with livestock losses to call my office at 866-850-3855 if they have questions or need additional information. It's 866-850-3855. We want to help in any way that we can during this difficult time. We have someone in our office who has extensive experience having worked at USDA and particularly with some of these disaster programs. And so if producers have questions, we encourage them to get in touch with us as well. Let me just mention with regard to where we are on the shutdown, continuing resolution, the debt limit, these things have all kind of folded together now. As you know, we're unfortunately now in the ninth day of a completely avoidable partial government shutdown. And keep in mind that prior to this partial shutdown, the Senate failed to pass a single appropriation bill for this year, not one. And so this lapse in government funding is being felt all across the country, including by many South Dakotans. The Republican-led House of Representatives has passed four proposals to fund the government totally and to protect the American people from the negative impacts of Obamacare. They have also passed individual targeted bills to get important sectors of our government back up and running. Those bills have included funding for the National Guard and Reserve, nutrition assistance for low-income families, FEMA, life-saving medicines through the National Institutes of Health, National Parks and Museums, Veterans Services. And last week, I went to the floor with several of my Republican colleagues to ask for unanimous consent to pass many of these bills in the Senate, and our colleagues on the other side of the aisle objected. I made the request that the Senate pass a bill to ensure that our National Guard and Reserve members could train and get paid, and the Assistant Majority Leader here in the Senate objected to that. So we're still in a state of a partial shutdown, but we're doing everything we can to end that. But now, as you know, we've also got a request from the administration to raise the debt ceiling, which is another issue that has to be addressed by next week. And so it seems increasingly likely that these two issues, both the near term and the longer term, are going to be dealt with together. And the one thing I will say, too, with respect to this issue is that this is the kind of thing where you really need the president and his administration engaged. And we've got to have him being willing to sit down, negotiate, talk to both Democrats and Republicans in the Senate and in the House. And so far, the president has held firm to this position that he's not going to negotiate, period. And that's being echoed by our Democrat colleagues in the Senate. They're insisting that they're not going to negotiate. And it strikes me, at least, that when you are asking for a debt ceiling increase, to raise the debt limit now to over $17 trillion, that not taking reasonable steps to address our growing debt is simply irresponsible. And so I'm hoping that our friends on the other side of the aisle will come together with Republicans to find common ground and to address these issues. And I just can't tell you how frustrating it is to be here and to not have everybody willing to sit down and to have that discussion and to work together to try and resolve this impasse. But it's I think the American people have made it very clear in public opinion polls by some I've seen a 2-to-1 margin that they think that if you're going to raise the debt limit, if you're going to increase the borrowing amount for the federal government by get it up to $17 trillion, that you ought to be doing something to address the underlying debt. And so we're coming up with ideas, trying to get obviously the administration, the president engaged and involved in this discussion, and hoping that we'll be able to find a resolution here in the not too distant future. But that's where things stand today.